proclamation number 4378 dated the July 17th, 1948. In a voice difficult to hear. Turmoil. Silence. You will always hear my voice if you hand yourselves over to me and, with a desire to hear my word, attentively listen within. I have always given you this assurance and will never withhold with my gift of grace if you sincerely desire it. Yet as long as my voice is not audibly heard by you but only affects you mentally and thus requires full attention and seclusion from the world, it will depend on yourselves as to whether you will hear it. This is why I draw your attention to the forthcoming time, which will make such great demands on you that only the strongest resolve will be able to manage to withdraw itself and listen to my voice in seclusion. The adversity of the forthcoming time will often deprive you of your inner tranquility, even though I will help every laborer to fulfill his task if he is willing to serve. I am always close to you, and if you, despite utmost distress, stay aware of my presence, you will always hear my voice too, for then your faith will be stronger than your earthly hardship, which you will banish any time. Yet I want to draw your attention to the fact that you can expect considerable turmoil, which will restrain your every thought, with the effect that it will be difficult for you to make contact with me. But then read my word, draw strength from my word, and you will noticeably feel that I am close to you. Keep trying to retreat within yourselves and, in seclusion, listen to the voice of your heart, and you will succeed if your will and your desire for me is powerful. But first draw strength from my word, use the time, don't become half-hearted and indifferent, but believe that great danger lies in wait for you, that you will be shaken out of your worldly tranquility and that a large world event is in the making. Always rely on my help and you will never call to me in vain, for I will answer you who, as my children, call upon the Father in your time of need. Amen.